Oh, and he was right to worry. Adjusting to this next phase of internet-driven globalization, with the world getting smaller and faster by the day, is going to be a huge challenge for all of us, individuals, countries, and companies. Are you ready?
Part 2. Plugging into the system. Das Kapital 6.0.
How much money are you carrying? The question was fired at me in a Jesse James tone of voice by an Albanian customs agent at Tirana Airport as I was trying to leave the country. As soon as the words were out of her mouth, I had the sinking feeling that I was going to be separated from my money. I have $3,500, I said, patting my money belt. $3,500, she repeated, her eyes lighting up. Hey, he has $3,500, she said to her male colleague, who was standing next to her at the baggage X-ray machine. Where are you from? He asked me, apparently trying to size up how vulnerable I was and to make sure I wasn't a diplomat. I told him I was a writer for the New York Times. The New York Times, huh? The customs man repeated as he gave me the once-over. Let him go. Who'd have thunk that the New York Times carried such clout in Tirana, Albania? I practically ran onto the plane. I had reason to be nervous. I had been to this play before in another country where the rule of law was not exactly king, Iran. Only there it didn't have such a happy ending. There it began the same way at Tehran International Airport, as I was trying to get through customs at 4 a.m. I was ordered by a customs agent to open my suitcase and to hand him my customs declaration form. On it was a line for how much cash you are carrying, and I filled in the exact amount, $3,300, which I still had on me. Since American credit cards aren't accepted in Iran, I had to bring a lot of cash. The thin, mustachioed Iranian customs agent perused the form and then said to me with a lean, hungry look, Mister, you can only take $500 out of the country. Oh, no, I said. What do I do? The Iranian customs agent leaned over and whispered in my ear, For $300, I can take care of it. There was a long line of Iranians behind me watching this whole scene, all, no doubt, knowing exactly what was happening. I reached into my money belt and pulled out three crisp $100 bills and crumpled them up into a ball in my hand. Be careful! The customs agent hissed at me, as if somebody in the line behind us was actually going to report on what was happening. Then the two of us pretended to be rummaging through my open suitcase, and with a quick snatch of his hand, he grabbed the $300 out of my fingers. It happened so fast, like a trout going for a fly, that you would have needed slow-motion, instant replay to see it. Then with his other hand, he handed me a new blank customs form, which he asked me to fill out, declaring that I was taking only $500 out of the country. But even that wasn't the end. When I went upstairs to the boarding gate, I found that there was a body search after I went through the metal detector. I went into the cubicle behind the curtain, and the Iranian soldier there asked me to open my money belt. I panicked, thinking to myself, how am I going to explain the $3,000? What do I say? Hey, I already bribed your colleague downstairs to get this far, so get lost. Fortunately, he just looked at the money, rattled off something in Farsi, and let me go. Seasoned world travelers will know that my Iranian and Albanian adventures were hardly out of the ordinary. One encounters many manifestations these days of this phenomenon, best described as kleptocracy. Kleptocracy goes beyond the normal run-of-the-mill bribery and corruption that one can always find in developing countries, and to a lesser degree in developed ones as well. Kleptocracy is when many or all of the key functions of the state system, from tax collection to customs to privatization to regulation, have become so infected by corruption that legal transactions become the exception rather than the norm. The norm, which becomes both tolerated and expected, is that officials at every level will use their powers to extort whatever money they can from citizens, investors, or the state itself, and citizens and investors will assume that the only way to get decisions or service is by paying someone off.